All right, back on the Young Turks, Cenk and Anna with you guys later in this hour. Overwhelming evidence of climate change, and I'm starting to get panicked a little bit.
Yeah, things are bad. I mean, we're obviously much more focused on Anthony Weiner's junk and all the other stuff that's happening, and that's entertaining and fun. I get it. We want to talk about it, but climate change is pretty bad. New research from NASA indicates that it's much worse than we expected. So
yeah, I'm gonna sound the bells there. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, guys, I figured it out. Climate change is real as a heart attack. Okay, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, let me give you guys a bunch of tweets. Shrivius Johannes, I did the best I could, says, sadly, Trump is right about not needing to know policy and only needing to perform at the debates. The donors now make U.S. policy. That's a pretty good point.
I can't wait for the debates. I can't wait.
I know.
I think the first debate, when is the first debate?
September 26th.
Yeah. Damn it.
Okay, well, you're going to be
doing the week of my wedding, and I'm not going to be here. But I'm going to, no, we got to make it. I have to cover the debates.
You have to.
I have to.
You have to.
I have to. So okay. Just keep that in mind. Okay?
Just keep that in mind. TYTnetwork.com/live to watch that stuff live. Okay, mm-hmm. Henry the Engineer says, you can beat him in a debate by pop quizzing him. A big fat, are you smart enough to run the country final exam? I actually love that idea. I know that you do have to watch out a little bit for seeming too lectury, right? And that's somewhat real. But overall, the degree to which I would turn around to him and say, like, now, Donald, you know X, Y, and Z, right? And I do that 10 times. Immeasurable, I was going to say, because I might do it 20 times mm-hmm. in the debate. Now, Donald, you don't know that either? Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything you know? Are you running? Do you know what office you're running for? You know you're not running for plumber, right? You're running for president of the United States. You got to know these policies, Donald. It doesn't appear you know anything.
It sucks. The whole situation sucks because while I want him to look like a moron and I hate him and he is a moron, he should be exposed as much as possible. Like, it's like watching your two least favorite basketball teams playing one another.
Yeah.
You know?
Who do you root for?
Who do you root for? Like, it's difficult, so.
Okay, you just root against someone. That's how you do it. Anyway, Hannah Correll finally writes in, I won't be surprised if there's only one general debate. I think Trump will be so insecure after the first one that he won't do another. But on the other hand, Hannah, we don't know. And it might turn out that he lands a couple of zingers and she doesn't know how to react to it.
It could be a Sarah Palin debate moment where you have such low expectations that he surprises you. I mean, I remember that's what happened when she debated Joe Biden. We were expecting a train wreck and she did surprisingly well.
But she did the opposite of Trump. Mm-hmm. What she realized is, I don't know anything. And by the way, it's a well-documented story. Mm-hmm. So she realized, oh, they're going to ask questions on these 20 topics. I got this. I used to be a news anchor, and news anchors are just actors. We just read the news, and sometimes we'll memorize stuff, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm an actor. So she just memorized her talking points, and no matter what the question was, she just read the talking point that she had been given. Now, Trump, on the other hand, is not going to memorize anything. He doesn't know any talking points. Mm-hmm. He's just going to wing it, mm-hmm. which has got a possible upside. Also, has a giant downside. So we don't know which one we're going to get. Amazeballs. All right. Anyways, let's go forward in this hour.
All right. Authorities were called to the Tarzana, California home of Chris Brown after a woman called the police and alleged that he had pulled a gun on her in the early morning hours of Tuesday. Now, there are few details trickling out of this story little by little, but here's what we know so far. So authorities were called, and according to multiple media outlets, a woman claimed Brown pointed a gun at her before she was able to escape. Now, as the story developed, she is now alleging that what happened was she was at his home. She saw a diamond cross that she was admiring, and so she said something about it. At that point, she alleges that his friends freaked out, and that was when he freaked out and pulled a gun out. Okay, so I don't know if they were worried that she was going to steal the cross. I have no idea. By the way, the woman making these allegations is Bailey Curran. She is a beauty pageant contestant winner in California, and she's also an aspiring actress. So I'll give you more details on her as we move forward. Now, the LA Times reports that officers made an attempt to enter Brown's house, but were turned away and told to obtain a search warrant. Perfectly fine. They do need a warrant.
Yep.
But later, police retrieved at least one gun, other weapons, and drugs from Chris Brown's home after Chris threw a duffel bag out the window of his home. Now, he was taunting the cops as he was doing so. He allegedly told them, haha, come and get me. I don't know if he said haha, but it had that tone, right? But he did say, come get me, come and get me.
Yeah, that seems like a really smart idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so the main thing I want to go to here is how people ruin their lives when they're on top of the world and don't realize it. Reminds me of one of that last line in Moneyball, when the guy, when Jonah Hill explains to Brad Pitt's character, sometimes you got to know when you hit a homer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys like Chris Brown, you have so much money, you have fame, you have these young model actress women throwing themselves at you despite all the things that you've done in the past. Just take the homer and enjoy it instead of being such a jackass. But he's going to ruin it with the drugs and the violence and the now the guns and the duffel bag and challenging cops. Yeah, that works out well in America.
So I don't really know what's going on in Chris Brown's head. We can only speculate. But what I do know is he beat Rihanna in 2009. And he virtually suffered very few consequences for it. He was put on probation for 5 years. 6 years. His probation ended in March of 2015. And throughout probation, he did violent things that he didn't suffer any real consequences for.
I really don't get it.
Yeah.
Because he spent 2.5 months in custody, and the U.S. Marshals bothered to shuttle him between L.A. and the nation's capital because he was charged with a misdemeanor assault in 2013. That's within his probation.
Yeah, that's during his probation. So, I don't know, most normal people go to prison after they violate their probation, okay? He was given the benefit of the doubt, something that many people don't get in our justice system if they're, you know, from a disadvantaged background. And even though he got that benefit of the doubt, he went ahead and probably felt emboldened by the fact that he was told he was above the law, and then proceeded to violate his probation several times and didn't serve time in prison as a result of that. So here's what happens. When you're told that you're above the law, you act as if you're above the law. And that's exactly what's happening here.
And so he was ordered to do court-ordered anger management classes. After one of the classes, he allegedly threw a brick at his mother's car. So, boy, those classes are going great. Police have had to go to his house 5 times for a disturbance of the peace complaints in the past year. Okay, January of this year, a Vegas woman alleged that Brown hit her and took her cell phone. Now, not every one of these allegations is necessarily true, but there's a lot of allegations. If the cops come over to your house 5 different times, there might be a disturbance of the peace. So taken in total, I don't know why he didn't serve any time. I don't know why any of those didn't count as a violation of his probation. But emboldened by that, now he's making crazy videos inside his home while this showdown is happening.
Yeah, so I want to get to the video. So as this is happening, he goes on Instagram. And the last time I checked, he might have put out more. I'm not sure. He had put 3 videos out. We're going to show you a few of them. We have a lot of the content right now. But let's go ahead and go to video number 1. Where he's talking about how he didn't do anything and he just happened to wake up to helicopters.
So I'm asleep half the damn night. I just wake up. All these motherfucking helicopter choppers is around. Police out there at the gate. Come on, my nigga. What the fuck else do y'all want from me, bro? I stay out of the way, take care of my daughter, do work. I don't even fuck ugly bitches, trifling bitches, whatever the fuck it is. I'm not on that, bro. I'm way too tired and I'm gonna be dealing with this bullshit. Y'all, every 3 months, y'all got tired of me, right? It gotta be. Every 3 months, y'all come up with something, bro. What is it? What's gonna be next? I'm a fart an elephant? Come on, my nigga. But at the same time, when I call the police for stalker people that are endangering my life, they don't come to the next day. Let somebody make a fucked up allegation about me. And oh yeah, the whole fucking SWAT team. My nigga, I'm innocent. Fuck everybody. I'm tired of hearing this shit.
Yeah, you see, that doesn't really help your cause too much.
Here's the thing. In your defense, saying that you don't fuck ugly bitches is not going to work in your favor. Like, that's, or farting elephants. I don't know. Look, the thing is, I think that he is having some severe mental health issues, right? And he needs help more than anything, and he needs to be held accountable for his actions.
I can't believe I'm going to try to break this down logically. There are specific reasons why those two statements don't help you. It doesn't make you seem overly rational, okay? And then number two, if the allegation is that you abuse a woman, saying I don't fuck ugly bitches is not one that will, if you have to go to court one day, is going to endear you to the jury. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be about half women who might think that seems a little hostile. It just doesn't help your cause. Okay, you could have sex with whoever you like.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to regulate that. And don't pretend you're surprised the helicopters are there. You know somebody reported you for pulling a gun on them.
Yeah.
Well, right or wrong, you know they reported you. And it's not like, oh, the helicopters came out of here for no reason. No, there's a reason. You just don't. And in fact, the way that you're pretending as if there's no reason at all makes me not believe you further.
Right. Look, I want them to investigate it and figure out what's going on. You know, just because it doesn't look good for Chris Brown so far doesn't necessarily mean all the allegations against him are true. So there needs to be a proper investigation. And hopefully, if he's found guilty of any wrongdoing, he actually suffers consequences like normal, average people would have to. But look, I know what's really happening behind the scenes, and I think it's really important to discuss it. And I haven't heard anyone else discuss this. Look, I get it. Over the weekends, during the VMAs, seeing Drake with Rihanna really hurt me as well. And I feel like, I've been wanting to act out all week. You know, I came into work on Monday, I was in a bad mood, and I was like, I thought Drake was in it for me. But he's not, and he's with Rihanna, and Chris Brown, you got to move on. You got to move on. Okay.
So, I heard you got into an altercation over your diamond cross as well. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because if there's anything that I'm really concerned about, it's diamond crosses.
All right, I want to give one more video here, video number two, because it goes further to what a prick Chris Brown is. Let's watch.
And all this new shit, y'all ain't doing nothing but giving me better publicity. How old is it going to be? Come on, my nigga, I'm tired of this shit. Barricaded myself in my house. Have you seen my house? I'm going to barricade myself in the palace. I'm not coming out. For what? I ain't did shit. I ain't going to do shit. And it's always going to be fuck the police. Black Lives Matter, nigga. I don't care. Y'all going to stop playing with me like I'm the villain out here, like I'm going crazy. I'm not. You guys got me fucked up, though. So good luck. When you get the warrant or whatever you need to do, you're going to walk right up in here and you're going to see nothing, you idiots. I'm tired of fucking dealing with y'all. Y'all the worst gang in the world, the police. And I said it. Fuck you.
They might not find anything inside the house because you packaged everything nicely for them in a duffel bag and then threw it out your window. So,
you moron. Jeez. Throwing it out the window doesn't mean you don't have it. That just gives them the evidence. You are so monumentally stupid. And so that's what, that video pissed me off because Black Lives Matter is about poor guys who are being beaten down by the system and oftentimes shot, unarmed, all these different things, right? And this multimillionaire, spoiled brat, wants to take that on as if he's the one that the police are targeting unfairly after he beat the hell out of some woman, after he did all these other things, and now the idiot throws out guns and drugs from out the window of his palace, then brags about being in a palace and says, oh, I'm the victim of injustice. Now, don't do that. Okay, you belittle the cause, and then you allow conservatives to turn around and go, oh, you see that?
Yeah.
They think this is what Black Lives Matter is. And then they turn around and O'Reilly's of the world will use that and see, oh, they just all think, screw the police, right? No, Chris Brown thinks that because he's usually high, and even if he's sober, a total moron.
Yeah. Seriously, though, like, do you think that if TYT gets big enough and I get enough exposure, one day, if it doesn't work out with Rihanna, Drake would be interested? Just a quick question. Quick poll?
Yeah.
TYT poll. Will Drake ever be interested in Anna Kasparian? Okay. I know I'm married and I would not, you know, cheat on my husband with Drake. I would have a conversation with him and tell him, you know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity and maybe we can work something out. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. And Chris Brown is the one that's high, by the way. Okay. Okay. By the way, Chris, get off the drugs. Get off the drugs, man. Enjoy your fucking life. You have so much money. Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And okay, in the post game, we're going to discuss. Let's do a little bit of drama. I shouldn't, but one, we're going to discuss aliens, right? So
are we? Okay.
Yes, we are.
Drama.
We are. Okay. Is this? I don't.
Are you going to pull a Kucinich and? I don't know.
No. That's not it. Hold on. I'm always in the wrong bank.
It is an alien force, not of this world. We're under attack.
We're not attack, under attack. But okay, no, the drama is, well, the person I would have picked for my exemption, hey, honey, if I get one per celebrity,
oh,
is a person I've had dinner with a couple of times, as it life turns out. So is the hall pass, not is it real, but like, let's have a discussion around the hall pass.
Yeah, let's talk about the hall pass. I like the hall pass idea.
Okay, so aliens in the hall pass. For the members at tytnetwork.com/join. Okay, what's next, Anna?
All right. Earlier this year, there were reports of adults dressed as clowns roaming the streets of South Carolina. Well, the story has now developed and taken a twist or a turn for the worst. It turns out that these alleged clowns are now trying to lure kids into the woods. Now, the creepy behavior allegedly began on August 19th when a resident relayed that her son said he saw clowns whispering and making strange noises in the nearby woods. The resident said she went down to investigate and saw several clowns in the woods flashing green laser lights. The figures then ran away into the woods. Several children said the clowns have appeared in the woods behind one apartment building and that they try to persuade them into the woods further by displaying large amounts of money. Hey. Now, the following night, the woman noted that her oldest son said he heard chains and banging on their front door. Another resident said she was walking home when she saw a large figured clown with a blinking nose standing under a post light near the garbage dumpster area.
That was at 2:30 in the morning. And I love her presence of mind. She just waved to him, and apparently the clown waved back, and that was that.
Yeah. Someone's going to get killed. I hope you guys realize that, right? Yep. So all the clowns that are playing games and they think it's funny and they think it's cute, one of you are going to get shot. I have absolutely no doubt about it.
So let's break this down. First off, are they likely to be child molesters? I would imagine the answer is no. The reason I imagine that is a couple of factors. Child molesters generally tend to
not
want attention, right? They don't dress up in colorful outfits and go, here I am, right? So that was water out of the flower and lapel. Okay, secondly, they don't usually do it in roving gangs in the woods. So it's unlikely that they're trying to lure the kids in to actually do something bad to them. They're just being idiots who are trying to get attention in some way that they think is funny.
That's right.
But look, if you're trying to lure my kids into the woods dressed up as a clown, I'm not going to take any chances. So I'm not going to say like, hey, look, he's got some money and he's trying to lure my young kid into the woods, but he probably doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to come with a bat, right? But me, that's because I'm a peaceful guy. I only bring a bat. But we live in America. There's 300 million guns in the country. You're playing with your lives, son. Okay, I'm not going to do it, but you're out there in the middle of South Carolina playing games in the woods and trying to lure people's kids into the woods and dress the scary guys in the shadows. It is a minor miracle you haven't been shot already.
I just feel like there's only one group of clowns that can lure people in with money, and that's Fox News. Right? And so leave that job to Fox News and just protect your own life by not messing with other people's kids. I mean, you're right. I didn't think about it in that context. I didn't put myself in the shoes of these parents, right? If I had a child and someone tried to lure my child into the woods, who knows what I would do? Who knows what kind of action I would take? Much less someone who's trigger happy and can't wait to shoot someone, right? And we have plenty of those people here in the US. So it's just, it's a bad idea all around. You know, I like that, you know, some people want to have fun and do things that are different, but just think about the consequences before you start messing with people's kids.
And I know that Donald Trump is encouraging people to put on orange face and act like clowns.
Yeah.
But this is probably not the healthiest way to do that. And remember, when you dress like a clown, you have a different skin color, so you should be even more careful. You're out there at 2:30 in the morning, dressed like a clown, in South Carolina. Man, TikTok, TikTok, this is not going to end well. I'm telling you right now, it was cute while it lasted, I guess. Stop it before somebody gets hurt.
Yep. All right, we move on from bad ideas to good ideas, or at least what I consider a good idea. There's room for debate. Italy has decided to roll out what they're referring to as a culture enrichment program. And essentially what they're going to do is give young people free money in their coming of age to encourage them to take part in the arts. So let me give you the details. Starting September 15th, all teenagers who were born in 1998, oh, Jesus Christ, 1998, will receive 500 euros or $565 US dollars from the Italian government on their 18th birthday. Kids born in that year who had already turned 18 will still receive the money. So the reason why they're doing this is because they want to encourage these young people to go out and go to museums, go to movies, go to things that actually enrich them culturally. And so I know that there are probably a few conservatives and maybe even some liberals that are like, come on, really? But according to one politician, it's a way to encourage young people to visit more museums, parks, and concerts. Teens can also use the money to buy books and see movies. The initiative sends a clear message to youngsters, reminding them that they belong to a community which welcomes them once they come of age. By the way, one other thing I want to add is, you know, some of you might think, okay, well, you're just giving them free money. They can spend it on whatever they want. They can, you know, spend it on strippers and cocaine, right? Wrong. Okay?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, where's the cocaine in this?
Yeah. No. They have to do this through an app called the 18 app. And so if there's a museum or a movie that they want to go to, they basically get a voucher through this app in order to attend whatever event it is that they want to go to. So again, this is specifically for people, young people, to experience the culture in Italy.
Okay, it does still seem like a bit of a Roman holiday, if you will. Okay, and I guess you get to check off all these different things from your bucket socialist. okay, go wang, wang, wang. All right, so look, Americans will look at this and go, you're goddamn socialist, they're paying kids to go to the movies, right? It's really more than that, and this isn't going to make conservatives any happier, a subsidy for the arts. So you can just go ahead and give them, for example, the $328 million so they could build a new opera house or whatever it might be, or you can give it to them in a way that it gets funneled through the young people who have to actually attend those things.
Yeah.
And then they might actually create an economy where if some of them like it, a certain percentage will like it. I won't be in that percentage, but some percentage will like it, and then keep going back again, and you'll have stimulated the economy in a way too. So
yeah,
it's not really that outrageous an idea. And this is what the Italians and a lot of Europeans are known for.
Yeah.
Not just the arts, but the appreciation of life.
Yes.
And the finer things.
Okay, that's the reason why this story appealed to me. So it has much less to do with the financial component to it and more to do with this encouragement of enjoying life, going out there and, you know, socializing, mingling, and finding what, you know, your passions outside of work might be. Because right now we're kind of bogged down in the U.S. because of our economic situation, because of the responsibilities that are really pushed on us to just focus on work, 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 work. That's a Rihanna song, by the way. Work, 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 work. So you're encouraged to do that. And there's no emphasis on the arts, right? In fact, like, we've kind of come to a point in the U.S. where in public schools, funding for the arts have been cut significantly because people don't think it's important. But it's super important. It's an outlet for a lot of people. It leads to a lot of creativity in your career if you're involved in the arts in some way. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
Okay, the person who's going to love this idea is my sister. So she's, you know, studied art history, and she's like, oh, wonderful, get to teach the young about the arts, etc. And for me, I look at it and I go, could I do $500 in movies? Probably could.
Yeah.
I'd give it a good shot. And that's kind of awesome. And look, there's a million things that every government wastes their money on. At least with this money, however much of it they choose to spend,
yeah,
they will enjoy. Right? Either they'll try something new, maybe a museum or a play they wouldn't have gone to, mm-hmm. or they'll go see a bunch of movies or read a book that they like. So
awesome.
It's
love
a win.
It.
It's at least one program where people are going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I think that personal enrichment is super important, and for some reason in the US we like frown upon it. You know, like if you go to college just to be enlightened on a topic that you find interesting, it's like, what are you doing? College is an investment. You should only go if you're going to get a high-paying job afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we've turned into. And I think if you're interested in something and you want to see something, go for it. And if the government's going to help you do it while subsidizing the arts, awesome. Love it.
Yeah, we have a problem in the country where people think, like, education is about learning things that matter and practical. No, education is about learning about everything, being a well-rounded person. Look, in my high school, we had a really good public high school. Part of the reason was we had this great humanities class, and it allowed people to read more literature, to actually read philosophy, mm-hmm. and it was just really eye-opening. It was wonderful, and a new practical guy came in after I left, and he cut all those programs. We're going to do reading, arithmetic, and science. And then so the school then started going downhill.
Yeah.
Because anybody, yeah, every school does math, science, English, etc., right? That doesn't make you an interesting or well-rounded education.
Yes, I totally agree. And look, throughout my, you know, grade school experience, like when I was 3, my mom put me into dance. And it was all sorts of dance, Armenian dancing, ballet, jazz, hip-hop, whatever. I excelled in ballet. And
you danced to jazz?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I didn't even know you could dance to jazz. Okay.
You're so funny. Okay. So I did it until I was about, I think I was 19 when I finally completely stopped. But I didn't just learn how to dance, right? Through that, I learned discipline, willpower, right? Like health, how to take care of myself. All of those things play a role in your overall success later on and during your educational experience. So anyway, I love this. I think Italy has it right. And anyone who's against this, just think about the fact that the Bush administration gave us a $600 stimulus that did dick, right? So conservatives do it, but not in such a smart way.
Okay. And in one of the post games, not today, because there's already too many topics today, I will discuss my history of Turkish folklore dancing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you know that I did Turks? Did I tell? I might have told you once.
You might have told me. Yeah.
My aborted Turkish folklore career. Okay. TYTnetwork.com/join. Nobody paid me for it. Believe me, nobody was interested in paying me for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't have apps like this when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Anyways, we taking a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. When we come back, unfortunately, some degree of tragedy here. An 84-year-old woman gets pepper sprayed. You're going to be shocked at her race. And then there is more poison in the water. The schools that are afflicted, you're going to be shocked at their race.
They got it. Stop presenting the stories before
and,
you break.
And global warming, how real is it? Go. All right, back on the Young Turks. Here's some tweets. Tara Rogers says, I'm so sad Chris Brown mentioned BLM. Somehow his voice will give credit to the anti-movement, and Beyonce's voice is given no credit. Tara, unfortunately, that oftentimes does happen. Jeremidium writes in, there's some Stephen King shit happening over in South Carolina. Yep. Brandon Neal says, clowns in the woods, Donald Trump running for president, mass hysteria. Maybe I should start praying again. LOL. Member shout-outs of the days, member 1287 is Stacey Holloway, 1288 is Montgomery Newcomb. So Stacey and Montgomery, in the post game today, we will have aliens. Are they real? What is the new evidence on their reality? And the hall pass with celebrities. Is it a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Should it be allowed? And let's have that discussion. I don't want to name names.
Okay.
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 All right, so TYTnetwork.com/join to hear the post games for the members. And by the way, Thursday, another aggressive progressive. Here comes Jimmy Dore, Steve-O! Okay, that's also for the members. All right, what's next?
All right. Oklahoma police have released surveillance video showing an 84-year-old black woman getting pepper sprayed as the cops had chased a suspect into her home. Now, the suspect was her son. Apparently, he did not stop at a stop sign, and as a result, the cops went after him. He fled, and cops chased him into this home. Now, unfortunately, Geneva Smith, the 84-year-old woman, was in the middle of all this and was unfortunately harmed as a result. So we have a video from Fox 23. That is a local television station. So I want to thank them for the report that they did and also show you a little bit of the surveillance that was put out by the cops. Take a look.
An 84-year-old woman pepper sprayed by a Muskogee police officer is what has many people around town talking. Police say this all started while they searched for the woman's son. Police say he ran a stop sign, then refused to stop, then darted into this home. Police say they asked the man to come out, but he refused, so they went in. You can hear police yell for the man to come towards them before they tase him.
Come here! I'm gonna tase you! Do it now!
Then out comes his 84-year-old mother, Geneva Smith, who police command to turn around.
Stay there, ma'am.
We counted, and about 40 seconds after the command, they pepper sprayed her, and then she goes down.
Jesus Christ, man. Okay, so first off, how much was the kid's hands up in the air when they tased him?
No, Cenk, you didn't see. He actually reached for the cop's gun. He did. He reached for the cop's gun, and so we're just happy that the cop didn't shoot him, which he would be totally justified in doing, by the way.
So, of course, the cops put out a statement saying that the videos don't give you a full sense of what happened.
No, I think we have a good sense of what happened, right?
I mean, that was as clear as can be. Oh, so their hands are never up when the cops take action. Okay, so that's the kid. Now, he does something egregious, to be fair. I mean, the number of murders. Oh, no, right, he ran a stop sign. Okay, fine, though. He runs. I get it. The cops chase him. They go into the house. I don't know. They need to kick the door down, but that's the least of their problems. Okay, they're chasing him. That's fine. You didn't need to tase him. It was obvious. You had the light on him, and his hands were totally up. Okay, fine. But then the grandma. She's 84. But you know, the core of the problem isn't that they couldn't subdue an 84-year-old. You're supposed to use that kind of force when you don't have another option. You didn't have another option? You couldn't have, like, if you thought it was egregious that she did not turn around when you told her to for 40 seconds, you can go and handcuff her. She's 84.
Let me ask you guys something, right? For anyone who thinks that the cops are justified in doing what they're doing, just imagine you're at home, you're minding your own business, and cops kick down your door and come in and they start chasing after your son, right? Wouldn't you want to ask a few questions and figure out what's going on, right? So maybe she didn't listen to their demands immediately, but when you're in your home and you feel like you're invaded and you see these people chasing after your son, of course you're going to want to know what's going on. They had no reason to pepper spray her. It's absurd that they did it. They handcuffed her, they took her to the police station, and then later to the hospital because of the injury she suffered. She's 84 years old. What kind of threat does she, you know, pose to you? I just don't get it. I mean, how far is this going to go?
The attorney for the cops said that the pepper spray was understandable given the totality of the circumstances. So one last thing about those circumstances. Why did they pepper spray her again? Because she wouldn't turn around. Because they didn't want her to see what was happening there. So, hey, remember, you don't have any rights at all. You don't even have a right to look at the police. Don't look at us in the eye. Okay? We are powerful. You are a poor 84-year-old woman. You have no power. We'll do whatever the hell we want to you. So turn around, and if you don't, I won't even bother handcuffing you. I'll just pepper spray you.
You know what, though? Colin Kaepernick is nothing but an unpatriotic crybaby for sitting down during the national anthem because he has nothing to be upset about, right? While members of his community are getting slaughtered or where 84-year-olds are getting pepper sprayed, that's not anything to be concerned about. He needs to stand up for the national anthem and shut his mouth. But when a rich white asshole like Donald Trump runs his mouth about how much America sucks, that's when we should celebrate, right? That's when he's being courageous, and that's when he's telling it like it is. So next time someone criticizes someone like Kaepernick for not standing for the national anthem because he's upset at what's happening to his community, try to have a little bit more of an understanding as to what's happening in the country right now. I mean, can you imagine your 84-year-old grandma getting pepper sprayed by cops for literally doing nothing wrong?
Yeah, well, there are two great points in there, Anna. One, when Kaepernick says, hey, there's something wrong in the country, I want to help fix it and bring attention to it. How dare you? When Trump says, this country's losing, it's a bunch of losers, and we got to make America great again, because right now, we're not winning at everything, we're a mess. They're like, yeah, yeah. No, 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 the guy just insulted the country 1,000 times worse than Kaepernick did. And then, when you look at a story like this, how are you not more outraged at what actually happens rather than Kaepernick protesting what happens?
You know why? Because they don't want a public figure, a celebrity, an athlete to stand for something that makes them uncomfortable, right? Yeah. If you're uncomfortable by the fact that he's not standing for the national anthem, it doesn't have anything to do with the national anthem. It has to do with the message he's trying to send and how much it threatens you.
Yeah. And apparently the cops also feel threatened in this case by almost anything. If you feel threatened by an 84-year-old woman who's asking you why you just kicked down her door, well, what won't trigger you?
I just feel like you don't understand that Blue Lives Matter, Cenk. You know?
Yeah.
Blue Lives Matter, and so they have to pepper spray elderly people.
That's Isn't this unbelievable that the right wing is the one that complains that liberals get triggered when almost anything will trigger a right-wing cop like this and his right-wing defenders. Well, 84-year-old, you never know. You never know. I got triggered. I got triggered. You know what's a safe space? Her home. That's a safe space. I think that's the thing that all Americans are supposed to be able to agree on. But nope, we can't agree on that. No, she had it coming. They all had it coming. Gee, I don't know what connects them. I can't quite tell.
All right, the climate change story that we promised you. I'm skipping ahead so we can do this. NASA recently released more data on climate science, and what they're finding is that what we previously knew about climate science is actually not as bad as what the reality is. So according to the researchers, NASA said that records of temperature that go back farther than the 1980s, taken via analysis of ice cores and sediments, suggests that the warming of recent decades is out of step with any period over the past millennium. In the last 30 years, we've really moved into exceptional territory. It's unprecedented in 1,000 years. There's no period that has the trend seen in the 20th century in terms of the inclination of temperatures. So what the scientists are trying to say here is, look, the Earth is actually warming a lot quicker than we had expected. And we need to do something drastic right now, or else we're going to suffer some serious ramifications. Okay, so there are already some island nations that are expected to be underwater in the coming decades, and it's going to keep getting worse and worse. Maintaining temperatures below the 1.5 degrees Celsius guardrail requires significant and very rapid cuts in carbon dioxide emissions or coordinated geoengineering. That is very unlikely. We are not even yet making emissions cuts commensurate with keeping warming below 2 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so let's break this down. If you thought the jury was out before on climate change, and a long time ago I was in that camp, well, there's been a lot of years since then, and the jury's in. The evidence is right here. So 2014 was the warmest year ever. Then 2015 was the warmest year ever. Now 2016 is going to be the warmest year ever. July was the warmest month in recorded history going back to 1880. And it was true of every month leading up to July since last October. Mm-hmm. So every month is the hottest month it's ever been. Every year is the hottest year it's ever been. And you look at the charts and you see the temperature going like this through the roof. And yet we're doing some things about it, the Paris Climate Treaty, et cetera, but the right-wingers say, no, we shouldn't even do that. Donald Trump says he's going to tear that up the minute he gets into office, if he does. So as the scientists are telling you, we're not, under current circumstances, we're not doing nearly enough. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And the right wing in this country says, yeah, but the oil company's got to make an extra couple of bucks.
It's insane.
So I'm going to do propaganda. We endanger the entire planet, but hey, my donors paid me an extra couple of dollars. And so they're going to rip up what little policies that we're doing in this regard.
It's crazy.
It's so, almost literally a crime against humanity.
So let me emphasize again that what we're currently doing right now in cutting emissions is clearly not enough, right? And the research also found that just 5 more years of carbon dioxide emissions at current levels, even considering what we're doing now, will virtually wipe out any chance of restraining temperatures to a 1.5 degrees Celsius increase and avoid runaway climate change.
So at the end of the article, they explain that, and this summarizes all the different scientists' conclusions that they're now putting out. There's people like the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies that they quote, that Anna read to you. And at the end, they explain that the polar ice caps are melting. And so the ones that are on land, once they melt, they go into the water, which then obviously raises the level of the water. And that could raise ocean water by about 70 feet. Okay, and it could lead to what is known as Earth's sixth mass extinction of animal species. Now, let's understand the different things that Americans are scared of and their politicians demagogue about. One is, oh my God, the refugees are coming in. Earlier today, I did a story about how we have let in, since 9/11, 800,000 refugees from war-torn places like Iraq, Syria, etc. Mm-hmm. Of those, only 3 have ever committed anything close to terrorism. 2 had planned for something not in the U.S., but outside of the U.S., mm-hmm. and 1 was considered a barely credible threat. Mm-hmm. Now, 3 out of 800,000 is a minuscule percentage. But everybody's freaking out and having a giant national debate about the refugees. Oh my God, what a threat, what a threat. In reality, your next door neighbor, in fact, somebody in your family shooting you is a much higher percentage chance than 3 out of 800,000. Okay? Now, on the other hand, we have what might be a mass extinction event.
Yep.
It is overwhelmingly proved by almost every scientist in the world. Mm-hmm. And people go, what problem? I don't see a problem. There's no problem.
I know. It's insane. And look, it goes beyond, you know, countries going underwater or extreme weather conditions. Those are already terrible as it is. But for all those living on land that won't end up underwater in the next century, you have to worry about the lack of resources, because we won't live in a world that can grow the plants and the vegetables and the fruit and the agriculture that we need. That's going to lead to serious war.
It's not, NASA is freaking out about this, but they're not the only government agency. There's one other government entity that's flipping out over it. It's the United States military. They're planning for what we're going to do when the wars come because of climate change. I don't think there are a bunch of liberals in the U.S. military that are looking at this and going, oh, let's lib out and figure out what we're going to do here. No, they're planning because they can see, hey, wherever there are droughts, it displaces people. When you displace people, it forces them into new areas, which then creates conflict, which leads to war, as one example of many.
Yeah.
So that is already, that's not a thing 100 years from now. That's already happening all across the globe. And it's only going to get worse and worse. And we're here discussing irrelevant topics about whether we should be humane to 10,000 refugees that are coming in, as an example. And lastly, the right-wingers say no. 97% of the world's scientists all across the world got together and decided to do a global conspiracy because they might get some extra dollars out of research grants. And this conspiracy was hatched, but in all the different countries, in India, Russia, in the US, in Brazil, in the Netherlands, they all agreed, all the world scientists, but some of those scientists don't get research grants. They have nothing to do with research grants. They don't live under US law. Mm-hmm. They live under a completely different situation. Now, why do they say that? For 2 obvious reasons. One, they want to replace their propaganda that they get paid for, mm-hmm. from the people creating climate change that don't want you to fix it, that have a vested interest, billions of dollars at stake. They get paid to give you propaganda and make sure you ignore the facts. Secondly, they do projection, which is, well, what do? Well, we get paid to lie to people all the time. So we assume that if anyone is saying something else, they're also being paid to lie like we are as right-wingers. Like conservative talk show hosts, Fox News Channel, Republican politicians, they're all paid to lie to you, from oil companies and on down. So stop listening to their lies. All the scientists in the world didn't get together and decide to make this up. It is the most real thing there is. and it is actually the biggest threat we face. So wake up already, and let's all do something together, because otherwise we're not going to fix it, and we're going to be in literally a world of hurt.
So we leave you with that cheery note.
Okay. So I did this story earlier in the show about Steven Pinker and how actually the world's a lot better off than it used to be, in terms of violence, war, terrorism, etc. All that is true, and we live a lot longer, etc. On the other hand, so all the boogeyman they tell you about is bullshit and is much overhyped. But there is one real danger out there, the one thing that here in America we're doing almost nothing about. Okay, all right. On the cheerier stuff in the post game, aliens, maybe they'll come to save us. And should you really do a hall pass? TYTnetwork.com/join. Change the media. Be the media. Bye-bye.